Good morning, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. This is an opportunity that each one of us has to get our minds aligned with the truth of God. I hope you're ready to do that. That's why The Morning Mindset is here. By the way, if you're new to The Morning Mindset, my name is Kerry Green. I'm a retired pastor, and I still just love seeing people who call on the name of the Lord as His followers, living the kind of life that brings Him great honor and great glory. And that's why I record these Morning Mindsets. We're looking at Psalm chapter 116 today. And I wonder if you've ever been a part of an experience like it seems the writer of Psalm 116 is having. You see, I grew up in a church tradition where it wasn't uncommon, usually on a Sunday evening service or at a Wednesday evening service, where people would stand and give what we called a testimony. It was where people would stand up and say what the Lord has done in their lives, and they're in essence giving Him praise for whatever has happened. Sometimes that might have included a prayer request or some concern the person has, but they would turn around and affirm that they know the Lord is helping and the Lord is at work. But regardless, the point I'm making is there have been times throughout the history of God's people where people would stand and give testament to what He's done in their lives. And I believe that's what we're looking at when we look at Psalm 116. You see, the psalmist in this chapter begins by writing, "I love the Lord because He has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because He inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I will call on Him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, He saved me. Return, O my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." You see, this psalmist is standing before the congregation. Now, recognize that probably is true because psalm means song. These were actual songs, and someone wrote this song to express what God had done in their lives. Many songs we hear these days on Christian radio and such are the very same thing. They're a testament of God's faithfulness, of His truthfulness, of who He is. And we see that this writer is expressing how God has heard His voice, how God has responded to His cries for mercy. It's in essence saying, God answered my prayer. And here's how He did that. Now, first of all, as I look toward applying this psalm, I want to encourage you, if you're not in a context where you can be with other believers and hear their testimonies of what God has done on a regular basis, and have the opportunity to share your testimony on a regular basis, I think you need to find that context. It would most likely happen in a small group meeting through some church. Maybe your local church offers small groups. I encourage you to find one and become part of one, because it's a great way to encourage your own soul by sitting and hearing what God has done in the lives of others. You know, we live in such a negative world, such a contentious world. It's easy to get wrapped up in the difficulties and the obstacles rather than looking toward the God who is behind it all working together for our good. And then I guess secondly, is I want to ask you to stop, even if you're not in a small group, and pause right now and think about the ways God has heard your voice, the ways throughout your lifetime that He has inclined His ear to you. And count your blessings, as the old hymn says. Look at the ways that God has blessed you, that He's brought His presence to bear on the situations of your life. And I know that if you do that, without an overly pessimistic view about the hardships you've experienced, you will see God's hand at work, and you will be blessed. My friends, if you have time, take a moment and share The Morning Mindset with a friend. And join me again tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.